Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, y'all? This is Miss Brittley.
Miss J. Renee.
And this is Talk That Talk Around the table.
Hi, y'all.
Who was that?
What?
This song.
Oh, that was Wasion Key with Nobody. He's from Bridgeport, Connecticut. So, yeah, he's a dope artist. He got a lot of songs out. I think he just dropped one of his, if it's not his single, I think it was his single. You can Google him. But he's well known.
Pretty dope.
Yeah, that's one of his songs. I think he came out with that banger came out with last year.
Mm-hmm.
He has another one called Castle, but yeah, he's out there. Yeah, Wasion Key, y'all.
Look out for him.
Trying to see if I can go on Facebook. Sorry, y'all. We're just trying to get our social media accounts up so we can go live. Hi, everybody over there. I'm going live over here, but y'all can't see me. So you on what?
Instagram.
Okay, I'm trying to see if I can go live on my. Nyla, sit, baby. Go ahead. We can start talking about the topic. We won't be sitting here.
No.
What's the topic?
first one.
Hmm?
The first one.
Oh. Oh, not that one.
Which one?
It doesn't matter. No, read down.
Oh. So, first topic is going to be racism in the workplace. Have you experienced racism in the workplace?
I know people that have. I'm trying to think of a time where I actually encountered somebody just being ignorant. I'm trying to think.
I definitely have. I worked in corporate.
Oh, I heard corporate is like,
pretty...
yeah, I heard there's something else. They're like, I don't want to say the word, but yeah, I know what I'm talking about.
I mean, if you're not
exactly
of that, of that hue, you have a lot more trouble. Even
yeah.
if you're just as qualified, if not more qualified.
Most of the times, just, you know, above, you know, more qualified, but they don't see it that way. That's true. My dad gave me an, he had an experience like that. They had hired some new guy, and my dad's been there for almost, he's been working at his job for forever. He what, 59 or something? 30 years maybe, tops. And they hired a new guy, and they just been giving him, like, he's seniority, mad privileges.
Absolutely.
And I'm like, what's up with that? You know, I think you need to voice that. Like, you know the guy that owns the building. Why haven't you spoke, you know, sat him down, spoke with him about it? But he's like, you know, I just do what I got to do and I go home. I was like, yeah, that, but you've been there for a long time.
But I mean, know? I guess to the point where, is it really going to matter what you say?
It may. I think it will. I mean, if you talk to the right people, it will. It don't necessarily have to be the person that owns that company, because there's always somebody above that person. I say if, it don't hurt to try. Sometimes it don't, like you said. Sometimes it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it all depends on the type of job is it.
Right.
It is, and you know, someone with these smaller companies, you experience that.
That's true.
There's really not many people that you can go to. It's just that one step up, and
that's true.
That's it.
That's very
corporate
true.
America, I think it's a little bit easier because you have more people in different ranks that you can go up. Yeah, definitely been through it.
I got
looked over because I was.
It sucks though, because you know we need these jobs to survive, and you know, especially if it's a good paying job, you don't want to get rid of it because it's either helping you invest or take care of your responsibilities. But you just got these people that you're surrounded by that you pretty much have to deal with. But I feel like if you can make a change within the workplace, do so, because everybody has a voice.
Absolutely.
Sometimes some people say it's not worth it, which it ain't.
It depends. I think really it depends. It really depends on the workplace and how big it is.
Right.
Because with a lot of those jobs, especially in corporate America, you're disposable. Because there's somebody that's going to be
right.
there that's going to do it without giving issues,
right.
without, you know, much say, and probably will take a decrease in pay and will do the same thing, if not more, than what you're doing.
That's true. Very true.
So
I have a friend that she was working for corporate America. It was a medical healthcare type of, you know, them call center. Type
yeah.
of business. Mm-hmm. And she's been there for a while. Mm-hmm. And, they had two different managers. One was black, and another girl. She was a little over the black girl, but she was white, obviously. But, you know, she used to storm her with mad work, overwhelming her with a lot of paperwork, but she used to get it done. And she was going to, you know, level up and go for another position. There was another girl beside her that was also going for the same position. Again, this girl has been in this company for years. But, I think she was given the position, but she had to go through heck. The girl that just had came in, she was pretty new to the company, but she has, you know, gave them maybe a couple years into the company. But she still felt as though that she should have had that opportunity. She shouldn't even had the weight that she had to take on just to get the position. It shouldn't, I don't think, how do you say it?
It wasn't fair that she had to go through all of that.
It wasn't fair that she had to wait either. Like, what was she, not to say it was no competition, but come on. Like, you've been in this company for so long, you would think they would look at the progress. Yeah.
That you have done to it.
And she's brought so much work to the company. Like, they exceeded a lot with her help. Like, she told me so many things that she brought to the table for that company, for it to get, you know, where is that now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know there's other people that worked there that got, you know, that were at that level where she was at. But, you know, she just stormed me down with so much stuff she used to do. But, yeah, the girl that was going up against her, like, they were really trying to give her that position. And she was like, no, I'm going to fight this. And she fought it. They gave her the position. But it's just,
the obstacle that she had to go through was pretty ridiculous just to get the same opportunity. But, I mean, that's not even in the workplace. That's just period in life.
In general, yeah.
Being Black women, it's very difficult for us because we are pushed up against, we have so many more obstacles to go through than anybody else, job-wise, and like the biggest thing is job-wise, but
mm-hmm. They color code us all the time.
Absolutely. And even with women, us being Black, we're inferior, and mm-hmm. then being women on top of it, we just,
it's just
both ways.
It's just they can't have it. There's just no way around it, unless, you know, it's a miracle to happen.
Right.
Most of the time, for instance, like, I've been with my job for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I went for a position. I talk about it because, you know, it is what it is. And I'm well experienced. I was well experienced. I've been in the company for years. I've been dealing with the same type of clients that I work with now for a while before I even got into this company. And I felt like the position I was going for kind of would advance where I started off at when I first came into the company. But, you know, anyway, I filled out for the position and I had 2 interviews within that one day. I kind of passed the first interview and then I went on to the second one. And then the young lady that worked in the department, she was like, yeah, you got this. You know, you had 2 interviews in one day. Normally people don't even get past the first one. But long story short, I didn't get the position. And I'm like, who got the position? So I went to go see
Miss Kelly.
Miss Sarah. I was like, wow. And she was a new hire. Now, I'm an internal. I've been in this company for four years.
Recently?
I was like, wow.
Recently?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But I didn't get upset. I was just like, you know, I kind of figure. And then, how do you say? Like, when I was having an interview with the lady that interviewed me, she was pretty shocked. It was funny because you could tell everything about a person's demeanor and their expression. Like, the way, like, the questions she was giving me, I was just, you know, feeding them back to her. She was like, wow. Like, what do you mean, wow?
Black girl.
What do you mean, wow? I have gotten that throughout my whole life, though. So I wasn't too surprised. But just being that I was just giving her the answers that she, the responses that she wasn't, thought, like, oh, this young girl knows so much. I said, well, I've been in this position, this field for so long. Right. I know the ins and out of it, but I guess they didn't feel like I was qualified.
I wonder what the qualifications were.
Me too. I'm still wondering. I'm still pondering. But, you know, whatever. It's each his own.
Right. I mean, everything happens for a reason. And
that's
obviously
true.
That wasn't something that you needed to be in.
No, because I got a lot of other things going on for myself, so it wasn't a bummer. It was just, you know, I like to try different things. So, hey, buddy, yo. Can you move that?
Of course.
Yeah. But, you know, if anybody experienced that, you know, chime in. Let us know. We could talk about the next topic while everybody gets situated. I know everybody's just coming up here. When is the right age for a man to settle down?
Now.
When is the right age for a man to settle down? Don't worry, that's our cameraman. I think
look at my coat.
I don't think age should differentiate the right time for
no,
a man to settle
there's
down.
There's no age limit on it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna have
but some women want to know. I think a lot of times if men aren't, she'll be right back, y'all. If men aren't situated in life, if they're not stable enough, I mean financially, mentally, some men are spiritual, physically, if they're not right within themselves, they won't settle down. And you have men that do settle down. I mean, that are right in all those departments and still don't want to settle down because they'd rather be bachelors.
Agreed.
I haven't, well, I'm trying to think of a good age. I would think normally by maybe 30, 40. No, 40. I say 40.
I don't think that's
45.
I don't feel like there's really an age on that. I mean, because me personally, I've dealt with men that were older and they still weren't ready to settle down. I've dealt with 30 plus. And they were just still in the street,
you know,
trying to live their lives.
I've dated an older guy. He was, 30 something. And
he was
funny. Well, to me, he was 33. I think that's what he was. Maybe 4. He might have been a little older. But after we stopped dating, he definitely turned 20.
That's being nice.
Well, he had no choice.
That's being nice.
He had no choice.
I've dealt with 30 somethings, and the 30 somethings that I've dealt with honestly were more immature than the 20 somethings that I've dealt with.
That's true. I've gotten that from a lot of women. What's up with that, man? What's up with you 30-year-olds?
So the older that you guys get is like, hi Rashad, how you doing?
Because they feel like they gotta still try that. Oh, see if I got that juice still. Like,
I mean, but you
gotta kill me.
That juice you have will have you lonely.
Yes, it will. You always have the juice. What you need to prove? If that's the case, be single.
Thank you. Stop acting like you want me. And then when I give you me,
okay,
or even
you
like
don't know
a
how to
portion
it.
Of me, you want to act like
you want to act like a teenager again.
No, I got time. I don't have time.
But
I'll stick with my young team.
I'm scared of the young dudes. I run from y'all. I really do because the ones I encounter act their shoe size. They don't even act their age. And you would think. No, some young dudes really act their age. And, you know, I expect that, though, because they haven't experienced anything. I would think a younger guy been through the ropes, dealt with women, you know, numerous women, and gone through the experiences, they would have that maturity level. But
I feel like it's honestly on a case-to-case basis.
What?
She's told me to be quiet.
Me?
Yeah.
Excuse me. My daughter just told me to be quiet, and I'm doing my show.
Thank you.
Thanks. Question. Can we ask him this?
Yeah.
What's a good age for a man to settle down? How old are we? I will be 31 in March.
And I'm going to be 27. No.
God.
I'll be 28 in May. So
what is a good age? I think it's really by choice, too.
I think so.
Well, for me, you know.
That's the anonymous man in the background.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, how y'all doing? My name is Anonymous. You know? But as for me, I feel like, when you're ready, like when a person is ready to, you feel me? Like me, for example, I feel like I already lived my life, even though I'm still young, 26, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like I did enough in my life. Like, I did so much.
You know what? We had this conversation, too. That's very true. I think when men have just gone through it, they just feel like, you know what?
It's just time to...
And you know what? A man knows what he wants from a woman when he sees her. I truly believe that.
It's true.
Yeah.
Is that true? Oh, he's giving us all. Is that true? I firmly believe that. He knows exactly when he wants when he sees a woman. But yeah, it's a choice.
Definitely a choice.
Facts.
I like
you. Thanks. The kid 203.
I get carded everywhere I go.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. You look young. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So yeah, it's a choice. You guys, I just say that when you guys do make the choice, and if you don't, just be honest with these women. These women are tired of y'all not being honest. So, you know, you have some women that, you know, play that game too. But you guys, man, y'all be just doing the work. So we're going to jump into the next topic because we have, or unless you want to jump into the next one. So the next topic is, how can we get African-American women to work together? This is a great topic because, especially in the business world, a lot of African-American women have issues with coming together and working together, but we definitely can be the voice of that because I honestly feel like it's a mental thing and it's a spiritual thing.
I think it's more of a programming thing. I feel like a lot of African American women are programmed to compete, to be competition. We can't all just get it together.
I was speaking on a positive note, but go ahead. That was the negative part.
Oh, so she's speaking on a positive note.
Yeah, go ahead. But yeah, she's right.
But yeah, that's what I feel. I feel like that's, we're programmed to fight each other instead of coming together and working together because it's so much more powerful when
it
we
is.
Can just work together.
For example, yeah, like it can't get no better than this. If you can't come together with your sister, basically, then, I mean, especially knowing what's going on in today's world, do you think you're going to get the same type? I mean, I'm not racist at all, but do you think you're going to get the same type of relationship or chemistry with somebody that's gone through the experiences and know what we go through in today's world with the whole racial battle with working in the corporate and working in the business area of life? Like, it's a struggle, like, especially for a Black woman.
Absolutely.
So what better way than come together as one? Like, y'all need to unite. Y'all be bugging. But I've had posted a meme like that. About 300 years back, they stated this. They prophesied that just get the light-skinned woman or the brown-skinned woman to divide, and it'll be a cycle throughout the whole, you know, it'll be continuous. Yeah,
right.
And they've done that, and we continue to do it
right.
Because we're so worried about, oh, her getting ahead, and she might get I don't know, attraction for people, or she might get ahead of me, you know, again, with the competition thing. But if we can reprogram our mindset and focus on breaking bread and building together and actually motivating each other to get where
right.
we need to be. I mean, the guys do it all the time, especially I have to give it up to the artists because they come together more than a lot of the women. And it's sad because a lot of female rappers, it's hard for them in the game as it is, but they are more in the camp with guys than they are with women.
Absolutely. And you see how even in the rap world, when it comes to women rappers, it can't be multiple women rappers getting it together.
Nope.
This person has to be beefing with this person to be beefing with this person when you don't see the men doing that. Men can't all work together.
Right.
And I mean, if it's a beef, it's like some petty stuff.
Right.
They get along with the other ones. But like Nicki Minaj can't be hot right now because Cardi B is hot right now.
There you go.
Or, you know, Remy is doing her thing, so she's got to make sure that she bashes Nicki and Cardi. Like, why can't they all just come together? I feel like it's all fake anyway.
Yeah, I was just about to see. Great mind thinking. Like, I always think that's propaganda anyway. That's just how they get their publicity out there. And, you know, people like drama, so that's their entertainment. So.
Right. Instead of coming together and do a hot song together.
Right. Yeah, I mean, think
all
about
the
it.
Same
if they all got together, what kind of money would they make anyway? I mean, people would still support them, but
right.
far as publicity-wise,
right.
they won't get no money from that. So they figure, okay, well, you know, you guys can't be in one room. You can't unite. You can't share. You can't collaborate, you know. But, you know, you have some people that do show, you know, who else? Yeah. Some celebrities be posting pictures. Like, you'll see B and Nicki here and there, and you know that's all.
But they are in different lanes.
Yeah,
though.
Exactly. That's
you know, one's the singer, one's a rapper.
That's
and,
true.
You know, B's not getting into it, nobody. She's a.
Mm-hmm.
She's a. You know.
Right.
But you're not gonna see. I keep saying Cardi because Cardi's hot at the moment.
Yeah.
You're not gonna see Cardi with Nicki. Nope. Even though they did a song together, everybody made a big deal about how they did the song, but they weren't seen together at all. That's honestly, I don't care. I can give.
No, me either. Because I barely hear anything. I mean, I hear Cardi B music a lot, but
I mean, so it is what it is. She's been on some real good ones lately.
I don't know.
She's been getting popular.
I don't want to know. What's another way? Why is it so hard? I think another reason is because. Yeah, it's that programming thing, man. It kills the soul, man. Like working with people just in our world, like you go through it with the whole with our relationship, like she's a boss, I'm a boss. Other women always have to feel like I'm the boss, y'all have to do what I say.
Right.
How can you get anywhere like that? Because now you feel like whoever's under you, or if you see it that way, they're going to feel as though
you're
that
superior.
Person, yeah, you're superior. You're the only one making moves. You're the only one that can make the ideas. Like, you know, I've dealt with that with people. Like, aren't we supposed to be building and breaking bread and getting where we need to be together? Like, when did it become you being my manager, basically?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can never maneuver like that. Because when you have an idea, you're going to be shut down because that person feels, oh, no, this is not going to work.
Well, I feel like that's all part of the programming, too.
It is.
Because of what we were taught, that it's someone that has to be superior, and then the other people that are underneath are inferior.
Yeah. Just,
so there can only be one hierarchy, and then everyone else is the workers. But that's the problem. It's all about turning your mind off of that, or how that's set up.
I mean, you got to see that there's an issue with that. If you're not expanding or being successful in your camp, y'all are not making any type of moves, people are not respecting what you're doing, then, I mean, here's the thing with social media. Everybody thinks about the likes. They think it's about the popularity. And if you're really passionate about what you're doing, you really need a team to back you up, then be a team. There's no I in team.
Right.
At all. I can't stand women, especially. I'm sorry, but women especially, because we have that rate where we always have to be ahead of one another and, you know, in that competitive mode always. Like, if we really want to empower each other, let's empower each other. Don't talk about it. Be about it.
Right.
It's all about action. But you can read a person. You can know whether they want you to really move ahead with you or just want you to pick up all the weight.
Yeah, absolutely. You've seen that.
But don't be afraid if you have that individual or those individual persons alongside us that's bringing you down, get rid of them.
Yeah, and there's no hard feelings at the end of the day, but if you're not, we don't have that same mindset, we don't have the same goal, we're not moving in the same direction, then
you gotta go.
I can't carry you. I still love you though.
Y'all hear my sound effect?
We still love you, though.
I have no problem doing it. I've grown that stamina where I can just be like, up. Like the weave, gotta go.
No more weave.
Cut it out. Yeah, you gotta go. Like, we can't grow. There's gonna be no growth within in what we're doing. Like,
right.
So I think that's a lot of reasons why African-American women can't come together. But if we change that, like, I truly hope people see that our faces should be the voice of that. Like,
absolutely.
We actually do get along together outside of our business world, you know, and that's a beautiful thing. You can't have that relationship with a lot of people. You can't have that relationship with anybody. But when you do, don't see it as rare. See it as a blessing.
Right.
You know,
and you should cherish it when you have somebody that you can move with and you can be in business with, but you can't be friends with. Keep that.
Yeah.
Hold on to that.
And even if you don't have that type of relationship, make sure you have respect for one another in the business world. Like, that's another thing too. We don't always have respect for one another. It's just always business and, you know, keep it moving type of thing. But you always should have respect for one another, and things will definitely work accordingly. Otherwise, you know, it's just going to be the same consistent battle between us and our sisters out there. So, you know,
and they want to see us like that. They want to see us fight. So if we can show them something different,
why not? You see other people.
Let's shock them. Other races come together.
They
so
do.
Easily.
Automatically. It's just because they're here with each other. They know what, everybody knows what's going on in the world. If you don't, then you need to get with it. You need to question that, though. Why isn't it that a lot of African women come together and work in the business world? Why can't we not join in one force and actually break bread together and deal with one another? Why is that? I don't see that a lot in our community as well. I don't. If there are, kudos to y'all. Shout out to y'all, because I don't know. I think people want it to happen, but then it's always that thought, oh, wow, if I put her on, she might get better than me, mm-hmm. or, you know, like, she might take what I got and use it to, you know, to her advantage. And
it's not really like that. I mean, you will have people like that that's going to...
you have discernment with people, too.
Right. You have people that's going to take it and twist it, but you shouldn't always have that mindset that everyone's out to get you and trying to take what you have.
Oh, my God. Oh, she's the best. Because he'd be here. Oh, man, if I was Petty Betty to me. But I'm not.
I am.
Rob said it's hard for people to unify because most folks have a self mentality. Yeah, it's all for self. It's all about me.
I.
But you know what? You got to think. You haven't gotten far with just you. Why? If you want to be all about you, then go into a business where it's just you.
Right.
And don't try to build a team if you really need a team and you all about yourself. That's not going to work. Defense mechanism. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I ain't got time for it. But I wish everybody in the business world, entrepreneurs especially, like, if you really need a team, know who you're bringing onto your team. Know people that you can trust. You know, you can't just put anybody on your team.
Right.
I don't want to say that either, but just be open-minded to work with people. Yeah.
Everybody has to have the same. Everybody has to have the same goal.
There you go.
They
got to be passionate about it too. If there's no passion, there's gonna be no drive and no motivation. Right. There's gonna be nothing to talk about at all.
You're gonna
be sitting there. Oh, I thought he said something. Yeah, but. That's pretty much my input on it.
Yeah. Word.
Word. Let's jump into a next song, and then we'll come back with the rest of the topics. And y'all stay tuned, huh?
I got a lot of other songs
because, you know, this is Dre TK. We'll play Dre Rilla, My Right Now. Y'all stay locked. I'll go play Dre TK.
It's my right now. I'm gonna take my bow now. I'll be riding right past ya. My time is right now. Yeah, yeah. You see everything that was given to me. I bought it up and put it in my work. Mixed it up with a little hurt, and it made me better, I see. It's alright now and it's okay. I told myself this day by day. Don't give up, child. Keep your head in the game. It's gonna work out one day. One day. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Always I'll treasure it. I'm doing things different. I'm rocking with the positive. Oh, yeah. You can miss me with the negative. Yeah, yeah. It's my right now. I'm gonna take my bow now. I'll be riding right past ya.
never gonna make it. Huh? I just tell them keep waiting. Won't have you waiting long when I promise I never would break it. Promise I never would fake it. I'm just keeping it real. Yeah. Father, come see me. I'm trying to see me some meals. Buy my mama a house. Yeah. Put her up on a hill. Yeah. Make sure she never worry about eating or paying a bill. Yeah. Know I'm destined for greatness. Try not to run out of patience. I'ma keep chasing dreams I've been having since I was a baby. Maybe because August 11, the star was born in the 80s. I was born to go get it. Was it born to be lazy? Nah. Man, I got people that's counting on me. Won't let them down. Man, I got people that doubting on me. Hoping I drown. Instead, I'm holding the crown. Like I'm holding my breath. Under the ocean water. Swimming into my depth. Swimming like Michael Phelps. Yeah. Promise not to collapse. Huh? Promise you when I finish, I won't be giving this pass. Woo!
It's up.
It's my right now. I'm gonna take my bow now. I'll be riding right past ya. My time is right now. Yeah, yeah. You see everything that was given to me. Bought it up and put it in my work. Mixed it up with a little hurt, and it made me better. I see. It's alright now, and it's okay. I told myself this day by day. Don't give up now. Keep your head in the game. It's gonna work out one day.
One day.
One day.
I'm gonna jump into the next topic. So I know this has been like a big controversy with the Florida shooting. I'm gonna be honest, y'all, with all these shootings that's been going on, I don't like talking about it, but this one in particular upset the hell out of me because it's going on too much. I think it's a continuous, and people are noticing it, and they're like, okay, look, listen, what's going on? Like, so did you hear the whole background of the guy that did the shooting, the boy?
I heard that he was in foster care.
He was a wreck, honestly. He had a lot of mental illnesses.
Yeah, he was autistic.
He was? I didn't know that.
Yeah, and his foster father passed away when he was young. And
yeah, you see his page?
No.
Oh yeah, he had dead animals, a lot of weaponry, can't talk.
Mm-hmm.
So his whole social media page is like bizarre. It's just crazy, out of this world. Like somebody reported him to the FBI.
Okay. As it usually happens.
Reported him. This was maybe, I don't know if it was before or after, but come on, like.
We went from having Columbine that happened one time.
That was crazy.
Columbine was a huge, for people that don't know, Columbine was a huge shooting that happened, what, in the 90s, maybe?
Yeah, a couple years back. Maybe more than a couple.
And it was that shooting, and then you didn't really hear much about that anymore.
No.
Because
it was just swept under the rug. Like,
yeah, but you didn't hear about schools getting shut up. And then... Now it's so much more prevalent, and when I was younger, school was a safe haven.
Yeah,
parents would send your if any other bad things happened, it wouldn't happen in the school. It would happen in other places, and now it's so scary to just send your kids to school. The Sandy Hook massacre that happened. You know, those are little kids. I have a 6-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she has young kids. And you can't even send your children to school anymore without that fear of something happening.
It's ridiculous.
It's very scary. And a lot of times when this stuff does happen, there are always signs. that lead up to it. And there's signs that are ignored.
Yeah, they're. Why are they ignoring these signs is what I don't grasp. Like,
because
it's visual. This
yeah.
boy had issues. He made it very clear what he was going to do. Even if he didn't really say it, it was, you know, he was kicked out of school numerous of times. He was 19. Well, I don't know if he was over the age for him to graduate, but still, the boy was kicked out of school plenty of times for them to be like, okay, there is an issue. Who, what's his guardian? Like, who's watching over this?
Well, like I said, he was in foster care. So I think that, you know, that played a part in it. That's no excuse for you to go and
yeah.
take many people's lives because of, you know, what you go through and people want to. That's another thing, too. I was reading an article and they were saying that they talk about other people from other countries being terrorists when terrorists are really right here.
Yeah.
In our country.
Right in our country. And this is
I don't want to say the wrong thing, but
listen, this is y'all need to open your eyes up for real, for real. Like, stop being so blinded. It's right in our face.
Right.
They put these projections of these people from different countries as terrorists, and we know what it is. We have to be at this point to be like, okay, this is common sense.
Right. Because the people that the man that shot up in Vegas, they had the nerve to go and turn around on his girlfriend that was Asian and say that she had something to do with it.
I'm
when
glad,
he's
y'all.
The one that went and killed those people.
I honestly think that was a whole hoax. That
yeah.
shooting? Yes. I think it was a hoax. But who am I?
Well, they say that a lot about a lot of them. A lot of people said the same thing about the Sandy Hook shooting.
Yeah.
They said there was only one ambulance there. Yeah, they said that about a lot of them. They said that while the guns that were used, all of them were the same gun.
Crazy. I just feel bad for the kids, man. The boy that did the interview with his mom, it was just, you know, I don't know how I feel about all that. I just know that I'm tired of it, and I'm tired of looking at it. You know, you have kids in these schools. Who wants to face that? What parent wants to go through that? What
right.
parents wants to get that call that their child is terrified because some idiot or people that know some idiot is out at their school shooting at them, you know, and they're fighting for their life.
Right.
No parent wants to go through that.
Right.
And yes, I said idiot, because if people seen this man doing all this stuff on social media and he was reported, why wasn't it taken care of right then and there? Why did the 17-year-old those people got injured and killed for what? No reason.
Right.
And this is not the only incident.
It happens all the time. There's always signs. There's always signs. There are always these things that happen before. And then when it does happen, people are like, oh.
Well. Oh.
And all of the excuses that are made for
yeah.
these white kids. I'm sorry. Yes. For these kids.
Man, this is crazy. I feel bad for the kids, man. I feel sorry for the parents that had to go through that. You know, some kids are.
I wouldn't want to be a parent to have to deal with that. One of my good friends, a couple of days after, her son texted her and said that his school was on lockdown because the kid said that he was going to shoot up the school right in Waterbury.
Then there was another id that had said he was going to do the same thing, and they caught him in Florida.
Yeah.
Like, right after it happened.
He was going to be shooting number
playing.
Two.
Yeah, like, who? What's wrong with y'all? Y'all are some type of crazy out there, man. But
and they're getting younger and younger.
Yeah. Younger and younger. And it's not, wait, Nyla. It's just getting ridiculous. It is. That's my daughter, y'all.
My kid. daughter,
you know, it's just, it's getting overwhelming. And people are getting tired.
Right.
I'm telling you that right now. People are getting very tired and they're getting aware of what's going on. So I don't even know what to say. I had a lot to say, but you know what?
Don't say it. Because this is what?
Talk
around the table.
I just feel like a lot of people are just waiting. They're like, listen, y'all bring that crap around our area, there's going to be some issues. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. And I don't speak none of that to this. I'm just telling y'all. Y'all better cut the mask. people are gonna get tired of that. And okay, so now everybody's talking about what's with the law, the gun laws. I mean, to me, that's just a way to just take in gun laws to people that really need them.
Right. And honestly, gun laws, that's not going to stop people from getting these
weapons.
Obviously,
you don't need a gun law.
Is a gun law going to...
No. It ain't going to do nothing, even if they take it away. Obviously, because a lot of these kids don't have any rights to be using this weaponry. But they're just shooting everybody. Like
AK-47?
AR-15. They getting it big. They getting an army gun. You know?
Yeah. So, yeah, that's my take on it. It's scary. Like I said, you know, I send my son to school every day. And just to think that you get nervous and you kind of wait. Like
nervous? I'm going to marry Jane. G.I. Jane, not Mary Jane.
Because Mary Jane is marijuana. You know, you're afraid you're going to get that call one day and it's going to be, you know, oh, well.
I rebuke.
I'm just saying. Sorry. You know, Maurice's school the other day, they called me and said that his school was on lockdown because there was a suspicious character in the area.
Milford. Some lady posted it. Her daughter, young, about my youngest, my baby. Mommy, I need no sneakers. She said, why? Is somebody picking on you? She's like, no, I just don't want them to light up so somebody can see me if they are shooting at my school. Come on, man. Y'all got babies hearing about this. Like, this is... You know, it's tragedy. It's sad, though, because now the babies are fearing for their life, and they're afraid to go to school. Come on, man. Y'all got to do better. I don't know what the city of Florida is doing about that, but they need to really, like, look into that. And other places,
everywhere,
you know?
Everywhere. But it's so hard because it's like, how much can you do? What other steps and precautions have to be taken to make sure that our kids are safe when they go to these places, to make sure we're safe when we go into these places, because it's not just the schools that are being shot up. You know, you can't go to a movie, you can't go to church anymore without fearing that someone's going to go and take your life while you're there. Can't go anywhere.
What's up with the security, like, within the school system? Like, what's up with that?
Put security in the black schools.
Y'all good. Yeah, I see that.
But they'll have Mount Vernon High. They have security guards. They have metal detectors, and they have wands. So you get pat down. You go through metal detectors.
Yeah, because you know in those neighborhoods you think, or those schools you think, oh, we're, you know, again, like, safe. You know, we go to school every day, nothing's gonna happen. Boom. Hashtag boom. Then something really happens. And, you know, now these kids are really afraid to go back to school, and it sucks.
Yep.
You know, it's unfair. I really feel bad. Okay. I mean, it's not the word, bad ain't the word, the term. It's more tired. I'm more tired of hearing it. And you know, it sucks that people got to go through that. So.
Yeah, I fear for my child, just as a parent.
You do.
It's different. It's different when you're a parent because you don't want those types of things. You don't want your child exposed to that. I know.
No,
I,
you don't.
I know we don't want our children exposed to that.
No.
Because we're good parents.
Exactly. So, right.
You know, I don't want, and I wouldn't want other people's children to have to go through that because they're
right.
innocent.
Exactly.
They're just kids.
Especially kids that just really want to go to school, get an education, and see their friends, you know. And then some people lost good friends, you know, because of some arrogant, you know, yeah. You know, that couldn't control his mental issues and, you know, stuff like that should be dealt with. Like, but, you know, people get neglected, situations get neglected, and it seems like it's just continuing. Like, so people need to, like, really get that together. Again, my condolences to the people that,
absolutely,
you know, lost their loved ones and that got a bury them because of some heinous crime. Yeah, you know, unfortunate. All right, y'all, that's our intake on that. We can talk about the next topic, sexualizing women. Let's talk about sex.
We should have a sex segment.
Yeah, I think that'd be cool. Because we always talk about sex.
Yeah, sex always gets brought into it, but this is a little bit different.
We're
talking about the fun parts of sex, but
okay. I'm just saying, you know,
sexualizing women. Why is it so prevalent, you think?
I don't know. I don't
why is it okay to be naked as a woman?
Why? Well, it depends. Because it could be a good naked and a bad naked.
A positive naked.
Yeah, there's a positive naked. Because, he's waiting for the conversation. Some people publicize their, how you say it?
Attributes.
Because they're just comfortable. Like, say it's like a photo, but they're hiding certain parts. But they're still fully naked. Mm-hmm. So it depends on the circumstance, too. I think if you're doing like an all women's empowering type of, you know, I'm a strong woman and I am not afraid to show who I really am, then it's okay. Even though I wouldn't do it.
I personally wouldn't do it. Because I feel like it becomes sexualized. Like it, I feel like it would be done with that intention, but it would be taken to another. It would be misconstrued.
Give me 1 second. That's true.
So, I mean, it's cool.
I think the person that's looking at it and however their mind is taking it, it becomes sexualized. But if you're not thinking in that matter, then it's okay. She's taking a beautiful picture. But if you're doing it for a bad cause, like you're just...
You want to be like on a flyer.
That's disgusting. Like, I would not put my body on a flyer. I think that's a little too much. What are you trying to gain from that? Now, with you doing that, what do you expect the outcome from that? And I'm tired of females posting their bodies on social media and then being obsessed with guys that come at them in their inbox and they want to question why they're in their inbox. Well, honey, you just showed me a left boob, a right cheek, my, you know, give a JJ all out.
I wanted the little Kim
you know,
poses.
With the oil.
You baby oil down with some light.
And a little dollar lollipop you get from the... what is the blow pop. You don't even got the carnival lollipop. You got the blow pop.
The damn blow pop with the gum in the middle.
With the rainbow
that's
shoes.
Cheap. That's cheap. You cheap.
Stop. Stop questioning these men when you're giving them the reasons.
You're giving them ammo.
To... hit you in the drive box.
You're so stupid. I'm just
you
saying. When it comes
you
to that.
Can't get, don't do that. You can't get mad because I like the little expressions. Because, no, I'm tired of that. And then be like, oh my God, somebody's dad in my inbox. It's, I'm going to say it's your dad, but I ain't going to say that. What do you expect? Shoot, I will be in your inbox too, hitting you up happy.
Right.
That's why she said, Mom, can you help her with her eyelash? I heard you with the A-roll. Can you do it, please?
Yes,
so, yeah, like, that's why you get sexualized.
Absolutely. I feel like you, if you want to be looked, or you want to be looked at with respect, and you want respect, you have to put yourself out there in a respect. You have to respect yourself. You have to put out something to respect.
There you go.
You can't boom.
Say hashtag
boom.
Okay.
You gotta have like a button.
Yeah, like
boom.
Oh yeah, the boom. We gotta have a little sound effect, y'all. It's gonna be a boom one.
I wanna get one that's
let's talk around the table. We're working on it.
We're gonna get that.
We're working on it. We're getting it. You know, I was about to add in on the sexualizer thing, but I kinda lost what I was gonna say. Something to pertaining to what you said about the respect thing. What's another way women get sexualized besides, hold on,
not really sure what you're trying to say. Right. So basically, well, I think when it comes to sexualizing women, a lot of times it's really what you portray, what you put out there. if you want to be respected, you have to put things out to respect. I know me personally, I don't put up naked pictures. I don't.
Yes, she does.
I mean, only half the time. Only like 85% of the time.
You ready?
I'm only kidding. I never do that.
Killing me
again.
I'm sorry.
But you know, you have to give people something to respect. You know, I had a friend that they only use their bodies to gain attention, to get what they wanted, and then try to figure out, well, why are people looking at me with, well, why do guys only want to sleep with me, or why am I not getting the respect that I deserve? And it always comes back down to, well, you know, you get what you put out. And if you're putting out those negative things, then you're going to get treated negatively. So with that, that's how, what I feel. And Ms. J. Renee is back.
I'm so sorry, y'all.
She's back.
All these, you know, my kids are home, guys. I love when they're home. They just don't like mommy to home. But anyway, what's your thing?
So the sexualized
mommy won't. What'd you say? You wouldn't do it? So say if they were going to give off you a big chunk of money.
If you're so well worth
How much money you told?
And yeah, like what they was about to tell you about, you know,
some points, some mail.
So they was like, "Yo, Miss Brett, we like what you do on the show. You know, we think we can enhance the show by just taking these photos.
Put a nipple out there.
We need about 3
of dipples,
dipples, nipples, jibbles, all that. All
right.
So we're gonna offer you 50 mil.
Damn, come on, man. Could you not?
I'm just saying. No. What's she doing, guys?
Would you do it for $50 million? Would you put a nipple out there?
I wouldn't do it.
Nah, I
my kids might see it, so I
no,
can't.
They would see it. What do you mean, might see it?
I know how to block my kids off of social media just to sell you that. So I'm just saying, no. But I don't know. That would be a tough one. Because I'm a firm believer of keeping my body for the right person. So I don't think the world should see my body.
I agree.
You know, people be like, you crazy. That's 15 mil. Well, you do it for 50 mil.
$50 million.
Break me off. Break me off a piece of that.
I'll use some.
Got you. See? She a winner.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never.
50 mil?
You showing it all? We're asking Mr. Anonymous. Would you show it all?
Yeah.
For 50 million?
Yeah.
You gonna break me up a piece? All right, cool. That was he nodded.
He nodded. He better. I want to see some of that money. Hold up. Because I got to encourage. You know,
we helped you.
The encouragement,
we helped
everything. You know, that support
money
is what you need.
Mommy, my nose
hurts. They don't want us to be great tonight.
Well, we're about to end it off. You know, we're gonna end it off with the last song because I don't think we did.
Mm-mm.
And then we'll just conclude it. And then, you know, y'all meet us at the same time, same place, you know, every Saturday. At 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
We're hotel hopping, but I think we're going to take the podcast on the road. Y'all still see us? No. But we're going to jump into the last round, you know. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in tonight. We're a little off today because, you know, my girls is home. You know, they love their mom.
And they love Auntie Brittany.
Yes, they do. Very much so. And, you know, it's kind of aggravating, but, you know, what can I do?
She's a hater.
But we're going to jump into the next song. Y'all stay tuned.
Spread your wings. I could be anything I want to be.
I believe I can be anything I want to be.
You could be whatever you want to be.
I believe I can be anything I want to be.
Yeah. Could be a doctor, yeah, be a lawyer, yeah, be a preacher, yeah, be a teacher, yeah. You just gotta be a believer, don't be a follower, be a leader. Yeah, just wish I knew the things that I knew now when I was your age.
age, I'ma tell you never settle for less. Now, especially a little gray, I graduate. Do it for your mama, do it for yourself. Cause there comes a time when you gon' have to do it for yourself.
Yep.
So make yourself proud and make yourself smile. And when you dream, always see yourself walking through that aisle. Never let them talk you down, gonna spread your wings.
Spread your wings.
Far, far away, gonna do your thing. If you a lady, you a queen. If you a man, then you a king. You wanna say something, stand up, talk it like you're Dr. King. You can even be the president, just put your mind.
You put your mind.
Always think you're smart, never let them call you silly. You just need that motivation that's gonna help and walk you through it. So I'm doing this for you and hope they help and walk you through it. Sing it.
I believe I can be anything I wanna be.
You can be whatever you wanna be.
I believe I can be anything I wanna be.
You can be anything you wanna be.
I believe I can be anything I wanna be.
You can be whatever you wanna be.
I believe I can be anything I wanna be.
You can be whatever you wanna be.
Yeah, I know this thing on track ain't really easy as it seems. Cause when we from the sun don't shine and the grass ain't always green. Don't get caught up in the bad and boom. Don't get caught up in
the scene and keep doing what you're good at
doing.
And that's a dream. Be yourself and never be afraid to be called different.
Don't be afraid.
You show them different. I bet they pay attention. It's all about speaking. Most of all, it's about listen. Learn the knowledge, then you speak the knowledge to your kids.
Yeah.
And let the struggle be the strength to keep you going.
Keep on going.
You go, just let somebody know about where you're going.
Just let them know.
I wanna hear y'all.
Yeah.